know, the last reshuffle he did was in 2010 after election. So this is a major reshuffle nearly after 3 years. He has equally suspended the Secretary General of the Sudan People's Liberation Movement, that is the ruling party, and has formed a committee chaired by the Speaker of the National Assembly, the Deputy Speaker, and the Governor of Chonglei State, General Paul Manya, and a Member of Parliament to investigate the Secretary General with regard to the issues related to the party.
As a former Minister of Information, do you believe the President acted within his constitutional bounds?
Yes, he has acted within the Constitution of the Republic of South Sudan. Those are his constitutional powers. And that's why he has appointed the Secretary General of the government and the undersecretaries to take care of the administering the government. Until that time, he will be able to form his new government. Definitely, his new government will constitute. Maybe some of the ministers will come back, but there will equally be some new faces.
Like many of us on the outside, this came as a surprise. So you, as a former Minister of Information, was it a surprise to you?
I think the whole country was expecting a reshuffle to happen. I think it was not a surprise. There has been a general talk in the newspapers here publicly that a reshuffle was going to happen. But what stages that reshuffle would look like was not anybody's guess. Because as I said, the last reshuffle was in 2010 after the election. So it is 3 years now that he has not reshuffled the government.
You know, many of those who were in the current cabinet after independence, those are people who fought the independence war with President Salva Kiir. You mentioned Pagan Amoon, who is the Secretary General of the SPLM. People are kind of concerned about that this might be destabilizing to the new country.
Well, indeed, people can say that. But we have chosen to be a democratic country where you have a constitution through which people have an authority in this country. And in a democratic process like the one we have, that is the ball game of democracy at the end of the day. So I wouldn't see any stability to come out of this. I'm sure the people will say, well, how would it done this way or that way? But at the end of the day, we can say, well, that's what democracy is. He was elected by the majority of the people in this country as their president under a particular constitution that gives those powers. I don't think we will have any problem. I'm sure the public will understand it. And then we'll see what's the way forward so that this country can proceed in its well-founded democratic foundation where government can be removed and where you have the choice to elect their leaders and to have the power under the constitution to reject those very leaders. I don't think there will be any troubles or instability in the country. And of course, it will be a hot debate within the framework of the party itself.
There are some people like Pagan Amoon who are suggesting that the dismissal of the entire cabinet, including the vice president, is politically motivated. You don't see it that way.
So many analyses can be given, but at the end of the day, it is the whole cabinet, not just only the vice president and the secretary general of the party. It includes the whole members of the government.